Representative Kramer faces two counts of felony sexual assault for an incident with a woman in 2011. In Waukesha County Court, the Republican entered a plea of not guilty and gave up his right to a preliminary hearing. Kramer's attorney, Ed Borda, says because of a state law passed 2 years ago and upheld last year by a Wisconsin appeals court, the so-called prelims have been gutted.
In the past, there was an opportunity to test the veracity of the witnesses. That doesn't exist any longer because you essentially have a police officer taking the witness stand and reading from a report.
Borda also told about 10 members of the news media he's concerned about the high-profile atmosphere surrounding Kramer's case.
Look around, okay? Look around. That can become a real issue because people are more interested in the hallway talk rather than what happens in court.
But it's not just the news media focusing on the Kramer case. Republican Governor Scott Walker says Kramer lost his leadership post in the legislature this spring. And even though Kramer has just pleaded not guilty, Walker is again calling for Kramer to step down from office.
But I think in terms of the things that had been alleged that may not necessarily be criminal, but just the activities are involved in, to me, as I said at the time, I felt that he should be out of that position of public trust.
Kramer is also accused of harassing two women earlier this year, though he has not been criminally charged in those cases. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.